This morning, a group of Idaho senators will consider a bill to allow parents of children with severe epilepsy to access a treatment derived from cannabis. Idaho does not allow medical marijuana, but the oil has almost none of the chemical that makes pot users high. Adam Cotterell reports on the competing hemp oil bills in the Idaho legislature.
The newest bill comes from Boise Senator Chuck Winder. Winder's support is important to the issue, not only because he has a high position within Republican leadership, but because few lawmakers have opposed medical marijuana as strongly. But Winder says lawmakers have compassion for people with severe epilepsy.
We're trying to figure out a way that we can put enough sideboards on it to allow them to be able to use this in Idaho without opening the whole floodgate for medical marijuana.
Winder's bill would require people to get a recommendation from a certified neurologist and then get a registration card to obtain the oil. Another bill from Nampa Senator Kurt McKenzie has already passed a committee. It would provide a defense in court if people were arrested for possessing the oil. But some lawmakers who support the idea of allowing access to the oil voted against that bill because the Idaho Office of Drug Policy opposed it. Winder says the office helped him write his bill. Reporting from Boise, Idaho, I'm Adam Cotterell.